Chapter 12, Coach Lucas. An older guy came silently into the studio and sat without saying a word. He was in his 40s, bald and lean, in a black tracksuit and black running shoes.
"Please, tell us a little about yourself,"
said Daniela to Lucas. Candy placed a card in his sweaty palm.
"Well, I'm 14 and I'm from Paris."
It was written in big red capitals.
"Paris! Fantastic! What a lucky guy!"
"And my parents work for Clary Pharmaceutical here in Nashville,"
he read.
"And I have a big sister who's still in Paris with her grandparents, but hopefully she'll come over for Christmas."
"That's great news, Lucas. So, does your family like it here?"
"We love it."
It was not written, but as his father had said, Americans appreciate enthusiasm, and he was not about to appear aloof on his first day.
"I've been hiking with my American friends in the Great Smoky Mountains."
"Beautiful place."
"Beautiful, yes."
They had been there for Candy's birthday, and it had been magical.
"And I love Nashville too. The spicy fried chicken at Prince Hot Chicken, and the roast beef at Arnold's, and of course the pancakes at Pancake Pantry."
"Okay, yeah. A French guy who appreciates our food. That's really nice."
Candy made a hand gesture, saying he was doing great.
"And what are your interests?"
She gave him another card, and he read,
"I'm a normal dude. I like action movies, rock and roll music. I play tennis. I swim."
"And you play soccer, of course."
"Of course."
"You're French, so soccer is very important over there, right?"
He looked at Candy, but she just smiled encouragingly.
"Yeah, it's difficult to explain. It would be like trying to explain the relationship between people from Tennessee and country music, I suppose."
Daniela laughed, and he felt the knot in his stomach relax a little.
"So, I heard you kind of coached some girls during the summer."
"Well, my friend here, Candy."
"Hi, Candy!"
shouted Daniela.
"Hi!"
said the little girl, elbowing Lucas to get to the microphone.
"Daniela, before Lucas, I liked soccer, but now I love it. With him, we all improved our game while having lots of fun."
"Okay, all right. So, Coach Lucas, how do you do it?"
"Well, I'm certainly not a coach. I'm just a guy who likes to play, and I try to never forget that with the chick team."
"The what?"
"The chick team. That's the name I gave them. It's not derogative or anything. It's just that I like the sound of this word. Anyway, it was great fun to be with them because they were so enthusiastic."
Daniela said,
"And that's a precious gift. So, what do you do for maintaining a fun spirit during practice?"
"Kids that age want to explore. They're not so fragile. They have good coordination, good balance, flexibility. They're nimble too. Soccer is great because you have rules, team spirit, and at the same time, it's a sport where the individuality can shine. Nobody is the same. You just have to figure out a way to make everybody work together. If you do, then you can instill a winning spirit."
"Thank you, Coach Lucas. And now for our next guest, Coach Taylor."
She smiled at the bold man.
"Hi, Coach Taylor."
"Hi, Daniela. How are you today?"
"Fantastic. How about you?"
"Never better."
"Great. So, for those of you who don't know, Coach Taylor is our soccer coach, and I hear you have some great news today."
"Well, great news, I don't know about that, but I have a question."
"Let's hear it, Coach."
"Well, Daniela, it's not for you."
"Uh-oh,"
said Daniela with a mischievous smile.
"It's a question for our French friend here."
Luca felt tense again.
"I coach the 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and 14-year-olds here. How would you like to be my second?"
He looked at Candy, then at Jennifer, Grace, and Mary behind a window. Had he heard right?
"I'm honored,"
he said.
"And grateful, and..."
"Is it a yes?"
asked Daniela. Lucas looked once again at Candy, who was begging him with her eyes to accept.
"Of course."
"Yes!"
shouted Daniela. And she went to commercials like they did in the 50s, reading them. Lucas came out of the studio feeling as if he had completed a marathon. And it was just the first hour of his first day at school. Coach Taylor joined him and said,
Thank you, son. I'll see you this afternoon at 3, then.
I'll be there. Thank you for...
He was looking for the word.
The opportunity,
said Candy.
Yes, this. The opportunity.
Behind Candy were Jennifer, Grace, Mary, and many other girls aged 10 to 14 or 15.
So?
Said Jennifer with a knowing smile.
Are you ready to begin your American life?
This was too much. But this was okay too. More than okay. No, he didn't speak English fluently. Yes, he had a lot to learn. But there were lots of girls willing to help him.
Yes,
he said to Jennifer, returning her smile.
I'm ready.